Hello and welcome to Written in Uncertainty, an Elder Scrolls podcast that firmly in the grey maybe of Tamriel, and proud member of the Robots Radio Podcast Network. My name is Aramithius, and this isn't actually a full episode, I'm afraid. This is a quick update for everyone, because it's a fairly major change to how the podcast is working. I've been working on trying to get my scheduling and so on sorted out to actually try and keep the updates for this podcast rolling and the episodes coming out at a reasonable rate. And at the moment, given commitments of life in general, I can't really do that. So I also don't want to rush out episodes before they're ready. And I want to take my time and go through all the sources. There were a few episodes towards the tail end of last year that I felt I didn't really have the time to give them all of the attention that they deserved. So this is an announcement to let you guys all know that this podcast is now changing to a they release when they're ready schedule. So just so that I can be confident that I found all of the various sources and bits and pieces for any particular topic, and that I can get things done to the point where I'm happy that I've researched enough into something and that I'm not going to be shortchanging you in terms of the kind of content I'm putting out just to keep the schedule. That, and there's probably a little bit of vanity in here as well, because I know that's the way that Stan Collin and Hardcore History Podcast work, and it's been one of my reasonably long-term goals for this podcast, or at least aims in how I set the podcast up, to be the Hardcore History Podcast for the Elder Scrolls. And so this little change of schedule makes me feel that I'm fitting into that mold just that little bit more, just to ease my ego a bit. And I should also say that in line with this change, there is also a change in how things are monetized. So patrons are already aware of this change, but if you are considering supporting the show, or you've missed the Patreon updates as they've been announced everywhere, then I'm going to be monetizing this show rather on a per episode basis now. Previously, it was set at $3 a month, but at this point, I'm saying it's going to be about $1.50 per episode. And that, if I can get to my old schedule, means that there would technically be no change in monetization. But I don't want to be shortchanging anyone, saying that if I only release one episode a month and then only get halfway through researching another one, then they're still paying me the same amount. So this is going to be changing to a per episode monetization, just so that my patrons don't get shortchanged in the kind of content I'm putting out. I also, now that I'm not necessarily trying to fit that schedule, start releasing things out on YouTube again a bit more, because I know that there were some people who want this content out on YouTube as well as a podcast or instead of a podcast. And so I can now take the time to go through and update things on YouTube without necessarily having any schedule suffer, which just makes things easier on my perspective in that regard. And so, yes, that is all of the that's the big announcement out of the way, I think. Just be ready on this feed for whenever episodes drop. They won't be at a consistent point anymore. They will be releasing when I think I've done enough digging on any particular topic to make sure that they're ready. And the next episode up, just so you're aware, is going to be just looking at the history of Ald Meri religion. It was originally going to be just looking at the Altmer, but I think it's going to have to encompass a bit more than that and look into the roots of where the shifts in their religions came from, and going back to where they're not necessarily Altmer, or at least they're very, very early Altmer, in order to actually get things looked at to a reasonable amount of depth. And also, in one last piece of news, I'm going to be doing reviews and network news and everything else on the next full episode of the podcast as it gets released, rather than just bombarding you with bits and pieces on something that's just an update. But if you do want to hear more of me in the near future, I am recording an interview with the Scroll Talk podcast today, and That will be out at some point this week, I believe. I don't entirely know their schedule, but they've been fairly consistent in releasing weekly content. So check out the Scroll Talk podcast, which is a podcast talking generally about ESO. I'm talking with them about the potential lore implications and story implications of the Gates of Oblivion release, and also about how to approach the lore of the Elder Scrolls in general. They're not really a lore-focused podcast in any way, shape, or form, but they're going to start dipping their toes in and getting used to it now that one of their hosts has been playing the game for a reasonable stretch of time. So tune into them to hear me speculate wildly about what I think and what I hope the Gates of Oblivion is going to be, and for a very fun conversation with the Scroll Talk podcast. And also, final note, I am going to be working on the notes for a Wilder King minisode alongside the Old Murray Religion episode as well. This is another benefit to this sort of a structure. I can release minisodes and fire them out as I see fit and just kind of squeeze them in where I can in the overall schedule. The minisodes and the YouTube stuff, by the way, is not going to be monetized. It's only going to be the large episodes that that get released, for those of you that are curious about how changes in that monetization is going to go forward. And with that immensely disorganized announcement, thank you ever so much for your patience. Thank you ever so much to my patrons for your ongoing support. It bowls me over that anyone is willing to support me through Patreon with this and my incredibly disorganized and probably very obtuse ramblings about the Elder Scrolls lore. So thank you ever so much for your support, guys, and just keep an eye on this chat, on this feed, and then things will drop as and when they are ready. But until things are ready, this podcast remains a letter written in uncertainty. You've been listening to Written in Uncertainty, a podcast written and presented by Aramithius. The music for this podcast has been kindly provided by Jan Glimbotsky. Check them out on SoundCloud under Songs from the Lost Land, and I'll see you next time.